Blog Talk Radio.
Praise and thanks. Mojuba Akoda, Mojuba Asheda, Mojuba Aluwa Mi, Apolabi Pega, Mojuba Araba Mi, Adesanya Awuyade, Mojuba Ogute Compound Oje Remo, Mojuba Baba, Mojuba Yeye, Mojuba Egun, to all the God children, Mojuba Egun, to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba Egungun, to all the chiefs, Mojuba Egungun, to all the Awos, Mojuba Egungun, to all those that are listening, who are tuned in. We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe-o.
Ashe-o. Welcome to Sign of the Times, everybody. This is Queen Tahira. Sign of the Times is brought to you by the UAC, the United African Coalition for Justice and Human Rights. We began the UAC after the unjust Zimmerman verdict of July 2013, and every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we invite you to participate in our weekly conference calls. The number to dial is area code 712-432-1500, and the access code is 220981 pound. Again, every Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5:30 Central. Please give us a call at the UAC Sign of the Times New Power Radio Network and let us know what's going on in your community and how we can possibly support you, especially if you have ideas for guests or topics as we are just now beginning our 90 days of action. The number to dial is area code 712-432-1500, and the access code is 220981 pound. We also ask that you please support our sponsors, Manhood, Race, and Culture, on the World Wide Web. Manhood, Race, and Culture can be found at manhoodraceculture.com, as well as our second sponsor, Unity Design. And Unity can be found on Facebook as well as the World Wide Web at unitydesign.com. And Unity is spelled UNITEE. I am waiting on our guest to join us, Sister Nzinga Bird from Sweet Sister Splash here in Cincinnati. We had a very good conversation with Brother T-Bone last night in reference to the politics and socioeconomic development and lack thereof for inclusion as far as Africans go here in the city of Cincinnati. And we're looking forward to having Sister Nzinga join us to get a little sweeter taste of Cincinnati. She runs a project and a program called Sweet Sister Splash. But Sweet Sister Splash is actually in the heart of the gentrified over the Rhine. So we're interested to hear things that she's experienced, the changes she's seen happen in the community, as well as learn more about the projects and programming that she always has going on at Sister Splash. It's a good, good group of people. If you are in the Cincinnati area, please look them up on Facebook at Sweet Sister Splash. And Nzinga Bird, and her name is spelled N-Z-I-N-G-A, and last name B-Y-R-D. So Nzinga Bird, please look her up on Facebook as well as Sweet Sister Splash on Facebook. So I'm going to give her maybe another 5 minutes or so to call in, and then we're going to go ahead and call the show for the evening because I do not have a second guest lined up, and just in case she does not show. So I'm getting a little concerned. She should be here by now, but we're going to hang out for a few minutes and wait on Sister Nzinga to join us. In the meantime, please enjoy the music. This is Queen Tahira on behalf of New Power Radio Network. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be right back.
Oh, make me wanna holler the way they do my Everybody thinks we're all the mother. Who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply calls me where I am. Oh, mother, mother. Ooh.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Queen Tahir. You're listening to Sign of the Times, brought to you by New Power Radio Network. I believe this may be Sister Nzinga on the line now.
Yes, yes,
he is. Peace, sis. How are you?
Peace. I'm good. How are you?
I say, I'm lovely, making it. You know, we're getting adjusted to our new place here, so I'm just thankful to not be on the street, to be quite honest with you.
That's good. That's a blessing.
I
good.
Say
I'm
certainly.
Happy for you all.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to be on the line tonight as long as you have time available. I know that you've always got your irons in the fire there at Sweet Sister Splash. So please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what Sweet Sister Splash is.
Okay. Okay, great. So, again, my name is Nzinga Bird, and I am the owner of Sweet Sister Splash. Sweet Sister Splash is a cultural resource center located in Cincinnati, Ohio, and over the Rhine. Not only are we a cultural center, meaning that we host all different types of programs and workshops, not only in our space, but throughout the city as well. We are also a vintage bookstore, and we are a multicultural boutique. So we have a few items that we sell. We also have lots of historical books. And lastly, I like to think that we serve as a business incubator for other businesses in the city to be able to sell goods and wares, products, and then also for other entrepreneurs, presenters, lecturers, to give them a place to where at where they can do their thing as well.
Ashe, Ashe. Well, you know, I've been there to Sweet Sister Splash, and it is a very welcoming and open atmosphere when you do visit there. Tell a little bit about your location and how long you've been there, and what made you choose that particular spot?
Okay. Okay, well, we've been there. Well, we are located on 12th and Sycamore at 1218 Sycamore Street. We are right next to the old Performing Arts Building, the old School of Creative and Performing Arts Building. If you're familiar with the Cincinnati area, you may know where Joe's Diner is. We're kind of in that vicinity as well, across the street. We've been down there for 3 years. We celebrated our three-year anniversary in June of this year. So we are very blessed and very thankful to still be hanging in there. We chose Over the Rhine as our location for a few different reasons. If you're familiar with Cincinnati, you're well aware that it, Over the Rhine, is one of the fastest growing business districts due to all of the gentrification that's going on in that area. So it is an alive business district, which, you know, is a good business move. So we chose that location for that reason. But secondly, in the midst of the gentrification that has been happening in Cincinnati and Over the Rhine over the last 10 years, when we moved into our space, it was still very much so an urban community with a little bit of diversity, and we liked that access to our community and then also that access to other communities as well. So being that we have a lot of programs that are community-based, a lot of programs that deal with community development, programs that are free to no cost, we were thinking about the residents up over the Rhine at the time. So that's another reason that we chose that space. And then it's just a good block. It's just a good block. It always stays busy. It's always cars driving by. It's always people walking by. So just from a business standpoint, we thought it was a good location.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been there for 3 years. What changes have you seen, especially since the streetcar was approved and voted on? That was about the same time that you all would have been moving into that particular building. What are some of the changes that you've witnessed there?
Yeah, they start really working on the streetcar after we had been there about a year. The changes have really been tremendous within the last 3 years. Like I said, when we moved into Over the Rhine, you still had a urban residential community primarily. So all up and down 13th and, you know, 12th Street and across in Peasley Park and even going, you know, towards Main Street and Vine Street, there were still many residents, people of color, that we could tap into for, like, our Afrocentric Children's Reading Circle or for our Black Family Health and Vitality Fair that we did a few years ago. You know, we still had a community that we could literally just go outside and pull people into our space for programming for. And now that community is not as prevalent. There still are, you know, some people that live in the neighborhood, but as I said, the neighborhood has become a lot more diverse.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've seen a lot of businesses still coming to the community as well. Not necessarily on our block, but on Main Street, a lot of businesses that, a lot has changed within 3 years. There's so many restaurants and bars and clothing stores, all types of stores in Over the Rhine. And I would say maybe one-third of those businesses were really there when we came on the scene. A lot of those storefronts were leasing, and we looked at a lot of them. We looked at a lot of storefronts on Main Street and on Vine Street, and they were still available at the time. So within the past 3 years, it's changed a lot.
Now, how do you think that all of that gentrification is going to affect Sweet Sister Splash in the future, if at all?
Well, I think that it lessens our likelihood to be able to just go outside and pull people that are walking home or walking to the store into our space for programming. That opportunity is still available, but not how it was 3 years ago. But primarily, Sweet Sister Splash is a destination location. So for a lot of the events and programs that we have, more than we have people from the community or people that live in the area coming to our programs, we have people that we have connected with on social media, people that we have relationship with, people that have been personally invited to whatever the particular program is. So people generally, when they're coming to Sweet Sister Splash, it's not that they live downtown and they're just coming because it's, you know, in their neighborhood. People, when they come to Sweet Sister Splash, usually they're coming to Sweet Sister Splash because they've been invited to an event. So we actually serve people all over the city.
That's fantastic. Now, how do people find you if they want to check out some of the upcoming events? Where exactly can they find this information?
Well, we have a website, but I always direct people to our Facebook page because it is very easy for us to update. So if you go to facebook.com and then / Sweet Sister Splash, all capital S's, and then the sister is spelled S-I-S-T-A-H, If you go to facebook.com/sweetsistersplash, you'll come up on our page and you'll be able to click on events. When you click on events, it's going to bring up a full calendar. We have events that are already posted for 2016. So it's going to bring up a full calendar of everything that's going on in October, things that you can check out next month and the month after that. If you're interested in seeing some of the type of products that we have, now you can also go through our photos and you can see products that we have. You can see events that we've had in the past. But you also can check out our website, which is shopsweetsistersplash.com. So that's available too.
Ashe, do you have a phone number or email address as well?
Yes. Our email address is our name, once again, sweetsistersplash@yahoo.com. And then if you wanted to give us a call, you could call us at 513-332-1575.
Ashe, okay, so now let's look at some of the events that you all have coming up, say, over the next month. Can you tell us what events you have coming and if there's any ticket price associated with those events?
Yes, I will do my best to tell you what we have coming up in October. And the reason I say what we have coming up in October is that October is super, super juicy. We've been lucky and blessed last month. We have a few sisters within the community that have been down with Sweet Sisters Flash since the beginning that have done programming, that have done collaborations with us throughout the years, sisters that are, for whatever reason, this is the time where sisters are like, I want to do more, I want to do more, I want to do more. So our calendar for October is so packed, Queen. We maybe have about 4 or 5 days where we don't have things going on. So one of the main things, or one of the things that I am most excited about, and that's not to take away from any of the other programs, but one of the projects that I am most excited about that is coming to life this October is Out of Africa. Out of Africa is a four-part series of blended arts. It's an exhibition that tells our story as people of the African diaspora. It tells our story from the last maybe 600 years. So the first installment is this October, October the 24th. And the first installment tells the story, our story, pre-captivity, pre-slavery. It tells our story when we were still in Africa. It talks about what we valued. It talks about who we were and what we practiced. We have an outstanding cast that is going to bring this story to life. Bioku Moses, Kosowa Favors, Amira Mazimoyo, her husband Zumbi Mazimoyo, Alfonso Huckleberry, Brandon Hill. All of these individuals are bringing their art to the table, whether if that's theater, whether if that's African drum or dance or song or visual arts or martial arts or media arts. All of these arts are intertwined in this production to tell this story. And then this installment is being sponsored. Well, all four installments are being sponsored by Sheba Mama, which is my personal company, and then Sweet Sister Splash, which is also my company, Ashea Media, Joseph Clark Art Gallery, and we're still open for other sponsors as well. And this first installment is going to be at Joseph Clark's Art Gallery. So that's why I said we not only do events in our space, but we also do events all over the city. We've had events, you know, at the Carl Linder Y all the way to Art in the Dark, which is an event that we had out at Rhino's Live. So we try to take the Sweet Sister Splash brand and network and, you know, spread it around the city. So that event is October the 24th. I'm really excited about that. If anybody wants to get tickets to that event, they can go to www.outofafrica.us and they can purchase tickets there, or they can call the number that I gave before and see this beautiful story be brought to light. The second installment will deal with those 500 to 600 years of captivity and slavery. The third installment will deal with the last 200 years of the African diaspora and the freedom that we have attained. And then the last installment will deal with what the Afrofuturism experience may look like for us all. So we're going to tell our history in a really powerful way. That's a project that's dear to me. We also have events that happen on a weekly basis in our space. Like we have partner yoga for couples to get more connected in an alternative, intimate way every Monday at 7. We have a sewing class that's happening October and November every Tuesday at 6. We are bringing in a speaker from New York to speak on tantric sex. The workshop is called The Pleasure Principle. It's for sisters only. It's about feminine sensuality and sexuality. That event is on October the 17th from 6 to 8. Not only do we do our own events, we bring in speakers, how I told you we're going to do on the 17th, and then other organizations and groups use our space as well. So on, I believe it's Wednesday, the 21st, the Black Sci-Fi Afro Speculative, I'm not sure if you've heard of them, but they're bringing in author Danny McClain to talk about her new book that deals with black science fiction. excuse me. There's just so much. There's so much going on in the space. We have a gathering of a goddess event that's going to happen twice in October, being done by Soraya in Israel. I really could go on and on, but I think I would probably overwhelm everybody that's listening. So it's yeah. Sometimes easier. it's sometimes easier just to check it out online.
Yes, yes. And please do go to Sweet Sister Splash and click on the events because they – have at least 12 events listed here, and as Sister Nzinga said, they go well into 2016. There's something called a Stoner Party coming up on October the 3rd, which is this weekend, at 5 o'clock. So, yeah, for those who are interested in crystals and stones and the energy and things like that that they can engage, please, you know, reach out to her and please come to the event. It's scheduled to start at 5 o'clock and then a night in Ghana with Mama Mariama on October 7th at 6 o'clock at Sweet Sister Splash. So please, again, go to Sweet Sister Splash's page on Facebook and please check it out and support this sister as much as you can. Sister Nzinga, for those who do not live in the Cincinnati area but still may wish to reach out to you or and support you in some sort of way, let them know how they can do that. Do you have a PayPal set up?
We do have a PayPal set up, and it's at sweetsistersplash@gmail.com. It's not the email that we use for correspondence. But for our PayPal, it's sweetsistersplash@gmail. And we also have a GoFundMe. So anybody that's willing to make a donation to the Cultural Center can do so at any time. And then one thing that I am really working on is beginning to offer some of our programs on our YouTube station and then also offering some of our programs through Skype. That has been requested by many different individuals that don't live in the city, people that don't live in the state. You know, we have people that are reaching out from New York to Atlanta saying, hey, I really love what you ladies are doing. Is there any way you can Skype these programs? You know, I can go, I can pay for the class. I just want to, you know, be a part. So we are working on that. We are definitely working on that because I think the most important thing about our programming is that it's around community building and community health. It's around women's health, children's health. We really just try to focus on living holistic lives. So we focus on things that are physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally empowering. All of our programs are going to come from a place like that. So we want to make sure that as many people that want to be involved can be involved. So we're working on getting some things available online.
Ashe. Ashe, that would be awesome. Okay, so over the next, say, 5 years, where do you see Sweet Sister Splash, and do you plan on opening up any other locations in some of the other urban communities in Cincinnati?
That's a really good question. I'm really taking it one day at a time. I do feel like at some point we may outgrow our space and we may outgrow that community as well. But I can't say for certain when that's going to be, you know. But I am open for that. I think that Sweet Sister Splash will always exist in some shape, way, or form. But our space is relatively small, but it's enough. It's enough for us right now. But hopefully we grow to the point to where we need another space or we need a bigger space, and we'll be able to make that move when we get there. I really want within the next 5 years for our calendar to stay as juicy as it is this October, because it's not always as busy as it is going to be over the next couple of months. So I'm hoping that we can really regulate programming so that people can know, you know, it doesn't matter what day it is. If I want something nourishing to my spirit, I can go down there and I can grab a calendar and check something out. So just reaching more people, and we just want to continue to grow and provide opportunities. We really want to be a place where people think about when they're interested in starting their own business, or when people are interested in being heard or speaking their piece or presenting their programs. We want to be the place where people reach out to and say, hey, you know, I want to do this program, I want to do this workshop, is your space available? We really want to be that that community program space. Yeah, that's I think where I would like to be within the next 5 years.
Ashe. Let me ask you this. With all of the gentrification that is happening in Over the Rhine, do you have any concerns that, you know, you would like to let the listeners know about, or just general concerns with how the dynamics of the community is changing?
Well, I think that we have to stay present and keep a face in Over the Rhine, because it is our community. Historically, it's been our community for as long as I can remember. I like to say everybody's from downtown. I mean, if you're not from downtown, my mother grew up in downtown, which means my grandmother, when she decided to move from the deep south, from Dothan, Alabama, which is, you know, pretty close to Florida, she moved downtown. She moved on Bank Street, then later to Lincoln Court. My parents went to Taft. My father went to Taft. My father returned back to Taft as a football and basketball coach as he got older. And most people have links to Over the Rhine and to downtown. Most people can say, you know, my aunt grew up down there, my mom did, my grandfather did. So we have to maintain ownership of our community. So even though it may seem as if other people want our community now, that does not mean that we have to say, well, okay, I'm going to pack up and I'm going to move my stuff to Bond Hill, or I'm going to move my stuff to Avondale, which are communities as well. So I'm not saying that we shouldn't have businesses in those areas, but we have to remember that Over the Rhine would not have the spirit, the culture, the history that it has if it wasn't for us, and I don't think that we should give that up. I think that there are a lot of new businesses in Over the Rhine that can't be denied, and we can't stop that, but that doesn't mean that we're not there. There are still a lot of black-owned businesses as well that are new to Over the Rhine. So as patrons, we have to know what those businesses are. We have to know where Sweet Sister Splash is, where OTR is, where Couture is, where Sweet Petites is, where, you know, the tattoo shop is, where Seven's tattoo shop is, you know, the hair salons, the barber shops, all of the black businesses that still reside in Over the Rhine, we have to make sure that we continue to patron those businesses, or else we will be wiped out of our own community. And I don't want to see that happen.
Mm-hmm. How do we maintain a present in an atmosphere that is, you know, as you described, it's rapidly changing. And, you know, some of those entities, you know, want it to change. They feel like this is some sort of cleansing, if you will, of the ills of Over the Rhine and, you know, other urban communities. Avondale is going through it. Evanston is going through it. Walnut Hills is going through it. So how do we maintain our presence? And, you know, how are we building bridges with those new African businesses that are coming into our community? Are they receiving you well? And is there like a network of black-owned businesses established in Over the Rhine?
Well, I think that is the work that needs to be done. And you and I, we've talked about that before. We both tried to reach out to businesses and create that network. That is the work that needs to be done. I think that so far we are doing a good job at hanging on and having a presence because, like I said, there are numerous black-owned businesses in Over the Rhine. A lot of people go down there and they see all the new businesses and they think that it's all, you know, European, that we're not involved. But there are a lot of black-owned businesses on Main Street. The building that we're in alone is predominantly black-owned businesses, and a lot of people don't know that. So we have a presence, but we do not have a coalition. We do not have a collaborative. We do not, we have not created that black-owned business community. There is an Over the Rhine business community. They have their meetings. They have their social happy hours. They have their holiday parties. They have their newsletter, you know, where they're talking about new stores that are opening, where they're talking about events and sales that are happening. And if we choose to, we can be involved in their coalition. We can be involved in their collaborative, but we do not have one established for ourselves, for the numerous black-owned businesses that are in Over the Rhine. And I think more than being concerned with what the new businesses that don't look like us are doing, we need to be concerned with connecting with one another. You got Harpsichord International that's up on Vine Street. There's enough of us to really pull together and create some type of movement with the black-owned businesses that are in Over the Rhine. I really want to see that happen.
Okay.
I really do.
Yeah, it definitely needs to happen. And we did talk about doing that right at the point where, you know, I was removed forcibly from the neighborhood. So, you know, don't lose that thought. Don't lose that, you know, goal, I guess. Neither one of us should. Because, you know, on the other end of Over the Rhine from where you are is the Mohawk area, and that's where my nonprofit 501c3 corporation is located. And we've never been able to get any city funding or anything like that. Have you ever applied for a city grant or gotten grants to help run Sweet Sister Splash?
Before Sweet Sister Splash was established, I did put in some applications with, like, the Over the Rhine Chamber of Commerce. I applied with Greater Cincinnati Micro Enterprise. I did look into outside funding, but I mean, honestly, I was denied, or I feel like I was ignored, and I didn't take well to that. You know, it kind of hurt my feelings for a little bit, but it was what I needed. It was what I needed to realize that I don't need anything outside of myself, you know. Mm-hmm. And I figured out, I wrote up my plan, and I figured out how to do it from my own means and my own resources, and I'm so glad I did. Not that it hasn't been a struggle, not that, you know, some of the money that a lot of those other businesses have received to carry them over wouldn't have been appreciated or valued or used in a really good way at Sweet Sister Splash. I feel proud of the fact that we are for us by us. You know, we're supported by us. There's nobody else that has a hand in what we're doing. So in the end of things, we just got to keep growing and keep building with who we are, you know. And I have faith and I have confidence in my people and my community to want and need what we have to offer, and that would be enough to carry us through. That's going to be enough to carry us all through. So, like I said, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, maybe about 5 years ago, my feelings was really hurt, and I had to sit still for about a year and figure out, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? How am I going to make this happen? But I figured it out. I figured it out, and I made it happen, you know, just through spirit. So I actually give thanks for that.
Ashe. And as you said, you have to find goodness even when on the surface it appears that the powers that be are working against you. There's something that we were supposed to learn from that. And as difficult as it has been for me, you know, considering the circumstances under my forced separation out of Over the Rhine, I still, you know, have my footprint there. I still have the Neighborhood Development Corporation there. So therefore, you know, I'm still there. And the work that we have done, Sweet Sister Splash, Youth Opportunities, Peace in the Streets, we've worked around Findlay Market when there was a group program, youth program called Impact there. There were a lot of promises made to Over the Rhine, Sister Nzinga, after the 2001 uprisings. And we saw people swarm into Over the Rhine like vultures. And they basically sucked the resources dry. But on the surface, it appears all of those resources went towards what people said that they wanted. But it went to the very people who had no commitment to staying in Over the Rhine past the expiration of the resources, past the spending of the grants that were on the table. So, you know, I have some real concerns with the future of Over the Rhine. And, you know, I don't know about you, and you probably feel the same way I do to a certain extent, that the people who came from Over the Rhine, who, you know, worked, you know, hard to maintain a certain presence within the community, a positive presence, who had positive impact on the youth who were there, I feel like they're interesting. And so, therefore, I definitely agree with you that we definitely should not just walk away shake our hands and, you know, say what a shame that this happened. No, that's exactly what, you know, the bourgeoisie want us to do. They want us to give up. And I'm glad to hear that you have that warrior spirit, that stick-to-itiveness to realize that it's not personal. You know, it's not against Nzinga or Vanessa or Tahira. It's against what we represent. And what we represent is a fortified future that cannot be shaken, that cannot be just tossed away, and that definitely has, you know, that warrior spirit that the generations and the sisters before us had to have had, even for us to be able to make it this far. So, you know, I just want to pledge my support to you and Sister Daphne and the others there at Sweet Sister Splash to let you know that, you know, just because things have changed as far as my geographic location, my commitment, my heart is still the same to the people of Over the Rhine and with the people of Over the Rhine, because if it had not been for that experience, I would not be who and what I am right now. So definitely know that you have the full support of New Power Radio Network. You have the full support of the UAC on a national level. And it's just time for us to, I guess, mold another model out of this clay that we've been given. And, you know, I'm proud of you. You, Daphne, and the sisters that and the brothers that are there on a regular basis, because we need you there. We need you to maintain your presence and to maintain your steadfastness. Even though I know sometimes it's got to be a struggle. So just hang in there. Help is coming.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And, you know, that's exactly what we need. We just need that community support. We have to support one another. That's why Like I said, I would love to see us, you know, just come together as a business community and figure out the best ways to support one another. You know, gentrification, colonialization, whatever you want to call it, it happens all over this world. And what we just have to remember is that we're inherent, and it's ours. And that's how I always feel, even when I see the changes that are happening in Over the Rhine. Like I said, I go all the way back, you know, 50, 60 years to my grandmother being there, and I just feel a sense of ownership. I feel a sense of connectedness that can't be separated, no matter what it is that they've been doing these last, you know, 10, 15 years in the space. So we got to focus on us. We got to focus on us and how we can support one another and tapping in, sharing resources. Because, you know, I may not know about, we talked about applying for city grants and things of that nature. There are other grants, there are international grants that I may not know about, but somebody else may know about. So we have to connect our resources within ourselves and just continue to build from there.
Ashe, well, we're going to go ahead and get ready to wrap up. We do have a caller on the line. Caller, if you have a question or a comment, please feel free to push one. Sister Nzinga, please remind folks how they can reach out to you, how they can support you, even if they don't live in the city.
Okay, yes, most definitely. If you would like to reach out to Sweet Sister Splash, please find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter at Sweet Sister 3. You can find us on Instagram at Sweet Sister Splash. You can call. You can call directly, 513-332-1575, and just ask straight up, how can I support you? How can I be a part? How can I, you know, put my mix up in it? And we can go from there. And also you can email us at sweetsistersplash@yahoo.com.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sister Nzinga. I appreciate you. I know that you're a busy, busy woman, and so I just want to leave the door open for you. You can come, you know, back on the air anytime you get ready. If there's something coming up that you want to promote, just hit me up and let me know, and I'll make way for you on Sign of the Times. Is that cool?
That's so cool. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I really appreciate you reaching out to me and, you know, just wanting what we're doing to be a part of what you're doing. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the sisterhood. And let me know in any way, whenever you got something going on, how I can support you. And, you know, we're going to try to be there. I'm going to try to bring the whole thing.
Ashe, thank you. Thank you. All right, we'll talk again soon, sis. Thank you for your time tonight. Tomorrow night at 6, we've got Brothers of the Sun live and in living color on Friday open mic. So in the meantime, between time, thank y'all for tuning in and for joining us tonight. This is Queen Tahira signing off for New Power Radio.
The great mother, Amma, the cosmic womb monster, source of life, ocean, sonic boom, nightness, DNA, Yemaya, of the immortal Oya, stars aligned, flying, open portals. I am the great mother, Amma, cosmic womb monster, source of life, ocean, sonic boom, nightness, DNA, Yemaya, of the immortal Oya, stars aligned, flying, open portals.
Balance.
Never break my spirit, futile to even try. I learned to love instead of hate, that's the reason why. I am on my square, in the midst of chaos, channeling the spirit, without a seance. It's my nature band, mother nature's plan, calling the four corners with a snake in hand. Symbolically, I am the tree, deep roots, many branches for the family. As Kundalini rise, charging the left side, alternate nostril breathing, let the stress ride. Aura like lavender, calm and soothes you. Build and destroy, born to improve you. Really simple, ain't it? Nothing new is ancient. Sacred sentences, cracking the coded matrix. Copal resonance. resin over charcoal, repelling agents, intoxicating every breath, white velvet fragrance. I am the great mother, the cosmic womb, source of life, sonic boom, DNA of the immortal, stars align, open portals. I am the great mother, cosmic womb, source of life, sonic boom, DNA of the immortal, stars align, open portals. First teacher, light breeder, bearing fruit, sharing truth, healing, taking care of you, mentally preparing you. The vast is the womb, tassels, umbilical cord, one heart, one mind, one accord, birthing elos, as above, below, compliment the heroes, to the point like zero, Zio, reflection in the moon, sun shining, original, not plagiarized, heaven lies between her thighs, home on the throne, with the king she belong, backbone, rider live, survival imperative, in natural order, love and honor, Morocco to California, empress, queen, mother, daughter, all life begins in water, sunflower, lotus bloom, honeysuckle, first womb, jade, crystal, moonstone, master self, move on, copper arm, activate, opening the stargate, charging up the universe, spoke the name of God first. I am the great mother, the cosmic womb, source of life, sonic boom, DNA of the immortal, stars align, open portals. I am the great mother, cosmic womb, source of life, sonic boom, DNA of the immortal, stars align, open portals.